When Sheldon Russell Curtis told this story to his daughter, Rosa, she kept every word in her heart and was to retell it many times over in her long lifetime. Sheldon had been injured in a fierce battle and was left for dead in a muddy, blood-soaked pasture somewhere in Georgia. He was a mere lad of 15. He lay there for 2 days by his reckoning, only to slip into unconsciousness and fever. He was rescued from this field by another lad who had also been separated from his company. I will tell it in his words as nearly as I can.
I watched the sun edge toward the center of the sky above me. I was hurt real bad. For almost a year, I'd been in this man's war, the war between the states. Being just a lad, I was wishing I was home. My leg burned and was angry from the lead ball that was lodged in it just above my knee. I felt sleepy, and everything would go black. Then I'd wake up again. I wanted to go back to our farm in Ohio, and sometimes when I'd fall into one of them strange sleeps, I'd be there with Mama, tasting bacon powder biscuits fresh out of her wood stove. Then I heard a voice. For a moment I thought I was fever dreaming, but then I felt strong hands touch my brow, splash water in my face. "Being here, boy, means you gotta be dead," the voice said as he gave me a drink from his kit. "Where you hit? 'Cause if it's a belly hit, I gotta leave you here," he said. I had never seen a man like him so close before. His skin was the color of polished mahogany. He was flying Union colors like me, my age maybe. His voice was soothing and his help was good. "Hitting the leg," I told him. "Not bad if it don't go green." "Can you put weight on it?" he asked as he pulled me to my feet. "We gotta keep moving. If we stay in one spot, marauders will find us. They're riding drag and looking for wounded." Next thing I remember was collapsing in a heap on the ground and rocking with the pain in my leg. Everything started to go black. Then I remember him pulling me up on his back. I heard him say, "Lord have mercy, child, you as bad off as I am. I'll tote you. I can't rightly leave you here." I remember being pulled and carried and stumbling. I remember hard branches snapping back in my face and mouths full of dirt as we hit the ground to keep from being seen. I remember slogging through streams, hauling up small bluffs, and belly crawling through dry fields. I remember these things in half sleep-like, but I do remember being carried for a powerful long way.